We're hoping to present data from the use of our algorithm for the management of epidermal growth factor receptor-induced toxicities.
Your algorithm, that's interesting.
Yes.
Can you talk about what your algorithm is?
Yes, our algorithm was published in the May issue of the Journal of Supportive Oncology, and essentially it includes the use of the tetracycline antibiotics doxycycline or minocycline in addition to the topical immunomodulator pimecrolimus, Elidel, or a medium potency topical steroid. And one thing that I would like to mention is that the use of tetracycline antibiotics is not due to their antimicrobial activity, but because of their anti-inflammatory activity. These agents have been used for many decades in dermatology for this property in other skin diseases in which infection does not play a major role, such as acne and rosacea. And we believe, and I believe that most of the data supports the fact that the rash occurring secondary to epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitors is underlined by an inflammatory phenomenon, and that infection is not a critical component only in certain cases, and especially affecting the body folds and areas that are severely damaged in terms of their outermost barrier.
What do we know about the impact of tetracyclines on the inflammatory response?
We know that in vitro tetracycline antibiotics, doxycycline and minocycline, have the ability to inhibit neutrophil migration and also have the ability to inhibit the synthesis of matrix metalloproteases, which, as you know, are largely responsible for the destruction of collagen in a number of skin diseases such as acne and rosacea. And there was data presented at this year's American Academy of Dermatology meeting by a group at Memorial Sloan Kettering showing that the use of minocycline 100 milligrams twice daily led to a statistically significant reduction in the number of lesions in patients treated with the monoclonal antibody cetuximab.